That is the melacha of soisa. So as I said, the main part of the melacha was soisa was to take it down and build it somewhere. That's the thing, yeah. That's called soisa melacha dimna. You knock it down or to build it. The classic example with the Raista is where you knock it down and build it in the same place. That's the mamish of the Raista. Soisa melacha dimna. A person knocks it down, mamish to build in the same place. So for example, he's got a building, say, he's got a house. He knocks down the house in order to build up a new house. That's an Issa Daraisa of Soisa. That's mamish soisa melacha dimna. He's knocking it down in order to build up a new house. That's soisa melacha dimna. We said, I still want to go through this actually, it's very important over here actually, I wasn't so clear yesterday. So what comes out, Moshe, let's say, for example, the door handle came off a door, and he wants to now put the door handle back on again. So, Moshe, let's say he wants to take a door handle off to put it back on again. That is the Issa Daraisa of Soisa. He's doing soisa melacha dimna, taking the door handle off to put it back on again. That's mamish soisa melacha dimna. That's also a problem. What have I done here? I've just seen it. So I'm wrong. Oh, sorry.
How are the verbs to the target for the recurrence?
Mamish firmly attached to Mamish's rise, and it's not firmly attached.
Is it loosely attached?
It's Istramontic often. It's not Istramontic, it's Istramont. I made a little mistake yesterday, so I just want to go over what I said. And that is, when the Boris building used the pieces somewhere else, Issa Daraisa is a person who knocks down a building in order to build again. That's in the Boris building. It's much less if someone's got plaster on a wall, and the plaster's coming off, so he scrapes off the plaster, and he wants to replaster. That's an Issa of Soisa Melacha Dimna. Mamish is knocking down that plaster in order to replaster. That's Mamish in the same place. That's Mamish, a classic example of a Daraisa of Soisa. Well, they're allowed. Someone, for example, pulls up carpet or lino. He wants to put a new carpet or lino down. So he pulls up the carpet or lino, which is there. It's an old one. He pulls it up in order to put a new one down. That's also the Daraisa of Soisa. Yeah, interesting there, yeah? So he pulled it up in order to put a new one down that place. Yes, I told you something, which is a mathematical reason, it was a mathematical reason. What happens if the marshal, someone demolishes something, but to use the piece of someone else? That means, for example, let's say someone takes the lino off here to use in the main base of
marriage. That's Taka, what we did in Mishkot.
That's the moral arts. That's not so someone else lives in Cambridge.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying with the Mishkot, we took it apart and we put
it in the right.
Therefore, taking the lino off and putting it somewhere else.
So this is the machlokas, actually. I must say, it's interesting, actually, the machlokas, because there the Gemara says that the whole place where Hashem was all one place. That's why it could be different. It's very interesting over here. So it could be that over here, it's not so posh over here. If you take it off and put somewhere else, that is actually a question. The Maisa said also to do. The Shai is where it's the Daraisa. So I wrote over here, one demolished building to use the pieces somewhere else. That's a machlokas. The Maisa is beneficial. The steer is a beneficial act that we've done. It's a beneficial because you want to use the pieces somewhere else. So in that way, it's Mamish steerer. But some say that the only way you own a steerer in Atur is if you put it back Mamish in the same place. Others say, no, as long as you've done as long as you take it off to put somewhere else, that's also an interesting thing. So the Moshe, take a door handle off to put somewhere else. The door handle over here is 40. It's not, you don't need this door anymore. So you take a door handle off to put somewhere else in another room. That is a machlokes of showing him whether you have soisa min haTorah or not. It's zichah also to do. Shai is whether it's issa min haTorah or not. So who I didn't have an interest in, Moshe, let's say someone takes a light bulb out. So let's say, for example, the light, obviously, if the light's working and he takes the light bulb out, obviously, he must do that chance. It's possibly it's sort of a kibwi. You're switching electric off, that's nothing to do. But let's say he's got a 40 light bulb.
It's muksa.
But actually, he doesn't like it, he doesn't realize.
It's still muksa.
So muksa normally is the least problem because you can get around with a shinner. You do move muksa with a shinner, you can take out muksa. Let's say he takes between his fingers, yeah? So he takes the light bulb out.
Puts a new one in.
So if you put a new one in, you have to know what that is, but mostly just taking that light bulb out is the chayra so someone else limnos. Because you're taking out the old one to put a new one in.
Yeah.
That's an issa daraisa pashtus or soisa.
Only if you put a new one in.
Yeah, I mean most times you take a light bulb out. What?
Louis C doesn't put one in. If he takes it out, ever. Let's see, for some reason they can't find a new one, so therefore
he can't. When he buys a new one, he's going to put one in. So it's almost new, it's an important point. So it's something else new, doesn't have to be on Shabbos.
Oh, you
hear, it's an important point, it's a very important point we're saying. So if someone else moves, there's nothing to be done on Shabbos. Much. Let's say someone knocks a building down on Shabbos because he wants to build on Tuesday. Or in 2 weeks' time, that's also the reason. So if someone takes a light bulb out of a light fitting in order to be able to put a new bulb in sometime, that's so someone's difference.
Yeah.
That's not allowed to be done. That's also to do with Taka. Yeah, that's interesting. What I like about to put somewhere else, but also, what's also interesting, that's so someone was living nice, but Mokam Acher. So the Moshe take a light bulb out from here and put it somewhere else, that's a shadow, whether it's the rice or not. Is that also to do? But is that called so someone was living nice? You're building not in the same place, you're building somewhere else. Is that called, is it rice? It's also to do, but you mustn't do it. Yeah, that's also to do. There's another interesting which I spoke about yesterday, maybe very, very brief, I didn't cut what a big shadow was this was. And that is to demolish for a beneficial purpose. We spoke about this yesterday. So I said, Bishar, someone's angry, for example. Someone's in a fit of anger and he wants to demolish something, it calms him down. So this is an interesting shayla over here. Lamosh, I'll tell you one example. Let's say someone's got a wall across the building over here, right across the shoe. Now, on Shabbos, he decides that he wants to enlarge the area. So he wants to knock the wall down. First of all, Shai is, what's he done? He's done binyan or stira?
He hasn't got a
binyan. Well, he's enlarged the room, yeah.
But he hasn't made a binyan.
He's enlarged his room.
He's made the room much bigger.
No,
he hasn't
got a binyan. It's an interesting thing, actually, what is it? Is it Soyser or Boiler? Well, let's talk about Soyser first of all. So what you've done over here is you've knocked something down. And it's a benefit.
Two rooms into one.
What?
Much wider.
I'm
saying two rooms into
one,
I'm talking about.
You had a long wall along here, and you knocked it down to wall on Shabbos.
Right.
Open room. You had a wall divided into two small rooms.
Okay, but still, there's still rooms. They're not new rooms at all. The rooms are still the same.
No, you made one big room. Made a whole new structure.
The rooms were there. Both single rooms.
But two single rooms. Now you made one big one. You made a new structure.
Automatically it becomes a
bin,
yeah.
Because, the interesting point is what this is. Yeah. It's a soisa or bonus. Very interesting question, actually, this. Lemaisa, here's also interesting. If it's soisa, it's not Amadosh Livnois. It's not knocking down to build, but it's automatic. You made a constructive demolition which straight away has got a benefit.
Automatic
opinion,
yeah.
Which is a big piece.
Taking the pizza down would be awesome.
Mechitza, which is temporary, is a drop off. Yeah. There's no issue of temporary mechitzas. You want to enlarge the area. That's always how you've got a big area, the marshal. You've got an area which is, you've got a partition between there, it disturbs you. You want to make the area bigger. So you're knocking down that partition to make it bigger. That is lechera, that is soisa. But it's a chiddush, really. All you've done over here, what you've done is you've not actually done the binyan afterwards. Right. It's a very big chiddush, this case over here. Now that's called soisa, it's a deraisa. So here's actually a bi'al locha, and the bi'al locha says this in a few words, a shir mem, siv kimmel. He mamish tells this to Moichi, actually. We spoke about this yesterday, I don't know where mamish the bi'al locha says this, actually. We learned when we did Melchus Moichuk, normally Moichuk is Amonos Lichtoy. The person has to rub out in order to write something. The Prima Godam has got a Chiddush. Why don't someone write, rubs out? It's very beneficial. That means, for example, I've got an IOU note of £1,000. And for Shabbos, I rub out one of those notes. So I owe you 100. There's no Amonos Lichtoy there. You're not rubbing out to write later, but the actual rubbing out is much beneficial. The Prima Godam holds that's an Issa Min HaTorah. On that, the Mishnah Brewer says, Imamish tells you to Hilchus Boyna, to Hilchus, what you got over here? To Hilchus Boyna. So the Prima Gom says, Nisra Reis, it says the Mishnah Brewer, I am a Rambam, Kosovo, I'm a Soyser, be in and Shehem, I'm not Slimnois. You must do a Soyser, I'm not Slimnois. I will insos the Derech Shosu Potter. If you do it destructively, the destruction, that's Potter. Says the Mishnah Brewer, Mashma, the Imho Yishlebe Derech Shosu, if the person knocks something down, not destructive, ki imla ezut soif, he had a positive purpose from it, but al ka'al ma'os limnoi, that's the same as doing it with built-in purposes. Al-Kain, When Kim and Shoya served, it's a ticket, not to become a cop, it's not become a cop anymore. Like the Chikas, he says, the Chikas, in this case over here with a wall, if a person knocks a wall down on Shabbos, that is an Issa Deraisa of Soysa. Now, I'll tell you what this is Nagea to. Let's say someone's got a nail in a wall. And what happens is, as people walk past the nail, they get the jackets caught on it. So it's very, very bothersome. So on Shabbos, he decides he's going to pull the nail out of the wall. Allowed or not? Do you know what he's done? He's done Issa bin Atoya with Sosa. He's done Sosa, he's taken the nail out of the water. To knock the nail in the water is binyan. To take the nail out of the wall is Sosa. You're undoing an attachment to the wall, and you're doing it for a positive purpose.
Even though it's not attached to nothing.
Stuck into the wall, what do you mean? Stuck
into the concrete. It's not keeping the wall together.
A door handle is not doing anything either way, yeah? A door handle
has got more use.
Okay, I understand. So the nail water is that's what I'm telling you. You don't
know. The rest of it, even though it's not.
That's what I'm telling you, there'll be a lot that says if a person has Sosa and there's a benefit in the destruction, that is an Issa bin Atoya. It's a big Kiddush, actually. It means you can have Sosa where you're not building anything and it's also Issa bin Atoya.
People say it's showing Sosa, there's nails here for no reason.
Once the nails are part of the building now, you can't take it out.
It's just a hanger, an odd nail out of the way.
What?
Just
sticking out. Can't
use it for something.
Yeah. Is that if someone knocks a nail in a building on Shabbos,
it's
not
a turnaround. Yeah, okay. If someone takes out that nail, it's not Sosa.
Yeah.
It was just part of the building to dismantle it, it's Sosa. That nail is part of the building. To dismantle that nail is now Sosa.
If it's a corkboard, taken out.
What's a corkboard? It's attached to the wall.
It's attached to the wall, but you put
that. We spoke about it. That was a shadow being as well.
Yeah.
Being associated, yeah, it's the same thing. So we spoke about this once about court walls, of course, court wall. I know it's called court wall, court. It's part of the building and becomes part of the car. Now putting the pin in and taking out his boy, not Sosa. So who I don't know is, someone takes his nail out. I believe the Chiddush actually, someone takes his nail out. He's done an Issa bin Atoya of Sosa. It's a tickle. Yeah. I wrote this down a minute, remove a built in cupboard. So who I did, someone's got a cupboard in the room, for example, and he undoes the cupboard, he wants to make the room bigger. Also, same thing, he's done. It's an attorney of, what do you call it? This is also a Chiddush, the Moshul. This I found also a Chiddush. To open an air vent of a radiator to let the water out. Now, turning that screw is Sosa.
Opening out is Sosa.
Yeah, to let the air out. And that's constructive. Because you want the air to come out. Since you want the air to come out, that's a constructive. Well, you're a plumber.
That would mean that if I've got a gas stove, I can't undo the tabs.
It's not fair. It's not a fair item.
What's happening? You've got the gas on.
Gas is on. Gas is on. The fire's on. It's on very low, and I want to make it bigger. So what you do is you twist it, but what you're doing is really you're undoing the screw. And you're left with gas.
So what about putting yellow velvet on the sign? Yellow velvet
is not a problem. It's an interesting question. That's the problem of binyan, of case of everything. Why is that? That's a temporary thing. It's not part of the wall. You understand? It's like putting a picture on a wall. That picture, if you put that picture on a wall, that's not that become part of the wall. That picture over there is not part of the wall. Everyone knows it's not a chiddush of the wall. If someone puts paint on a wall or he plasters the wall, that becomes part of the wall. That's binyan and sosa. But to put a picture on, that's not, that doesn't become part of the wall. It stays on there, but everyone knows that's not part of the wall. You haven't made the wall bigger. No one says you made the wall bigger by putting a picture on. And then, well, that's done with binyan and sosa. So all these things are not a problem. So you're asking now with a gas thing.
With the radiator, when you're undoing it, you're not doing sosa. You're just moving the hole
In that case, that's not possible. I agree, but you're right.
No, but it's not that. It's meant to be open. I just said,
what?
It's gas stove.
But the radiator is also
meant to be open. It's also meant to be open himself on the radio.
Yes, but it's designed to be open. It's put there in order to
be open. Yes.
That's ointment for that, that's not being the seal, that's ointment to open and close. This is much worse, this tap, check it out, this tap over here, the water tap over here is much worse. I must tell you, this is the point where he's asking, the washer, the water tap, you know, the water inlet where the water comes in, the water stopper, what's it called, the stop tap,
right.
That could be worse.
If what?
Can you close out and shut? It's not ointment to open and close every time.
What you're doing is you're closing, what's your problem?
Stopping the water.
Blocking
out the window. You're stopping the
water
blocking.
From coming through.
You're
making
a blocking. Is that cord?
What?
No, but that's like turning a screw. Is that like turning a screw? I'm not sure. I have to think about it. I'm right down. I'm not sure. What's it called? A stop tap?
You've got flood coming on Shabbos and you need to stop the water coming through.
Yeah, you've got flood tap.
So what are you worried about? Damage? That's all you can
happen. If it's an issa, then issa's doing it.
I can't see what's the issa. What is the issa? What am I doing? I'm stopping the water from going further.
Are you not turning the screw? You're tightening the screw.
So
what is
that?
It has to be
tap on,
closing. I'm telling you, that's
you use it every day. What you use every day is okay.
What?
It's not you every day.
When you have
to do
is
stop.
You push it every day.
You push it in.
You're making a block. What you're doing is you're blocking a pipe up. Yeah, I don't know how it works there, but you're blocking a pipe. So you blocked a pipe on Chubbs.
Who has the screw
on your
mouth?
Okay, I'm
sorry.
I've got a screw.
How often
is it? I don't know. I'm not sure. I've got to check it. I'm not sure how often you have to do this. It's just a point. I'm not sure how often you have to do this.
You should do it for 6 months, and therefore you have to.
Well, I don't think so. Not more 1 minute. So what I said is, it's just a point. This partition wall over here that you're knocking down is soiled. Why is it not boiling there? It's an interesting point because let's say someone's got a brick wall over here and he wants to make an outlet to let some air come in. And he makes a hole through the wall to let air come in. That's the Isovinian. What's the
thing?
Made a hole. What's the thing? So the test is that when you make a hole, you've got an immediate purpose. Everyone knows that you've got an immediate purpose to let air come in. That is the normal way of doing it. That's adding to the building.
No,
normal soister, when you knock a building down, is normally for a part to make a new wall afterwards. It's not normally to enlarge a room. Therefore, that's more linked to soister than it is to boiler. So again, knocking down a wall when the positive purpose in it is an isla of soister. Interesting. Taking a nail out of a wall could also be a serious problem, the marshal. If some tick on one's got it, one's got it. Even if there's no tick, it's possibly a problem to do. So we've got to check about these stop taps and everything. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.